This sounds like a sick wildebeest.
This is a scary song. This is the scariest song, but Mark Norman requested it. He said, this is my opening theme. Please play this. Mark Norman was nice enough a year ago to come out to Tree Time. And boy, you I know this sounds crazy, but you blew the roof off the place.
Oh,
there, I said it. You
come
did.
On.
What? People loved you.
I don't know. I felt weird. It was
why?
Again, it was just like a hell for a Jew.
Well, and this year we had Bobby Slayton come in. So
he's a nightmare of a Jew.
Yeah. We
love
go out
body.
Of our way to find the most Jewish people we can find. Jackie Mason was out a couple years ago.
We have to represent everything, you know? That's what we do.
Well, that's what I like about Chicago. You're not a happy holidays town. You're a Merry Christmas town, gosh darn it.
That's so true.
100%.
Mark is performing at Zany's this weekend. You got shows tonight. You got shows Saturday, Sunday. Zany's.com has all the ticket information. I was just telling you, you were on James Corden's show. Well, you already know that part of it.
Yeah.
But I watched you, and I just said to myself, you can't do better than this. You know what I mean?
Career-wise, you can. But
yeah, I guess
thank you. It was a hot set. I appreciate it. I really ran the hell out of that set. I just did the Tonight Show like a month before, and I felt like I really killed it. Nobody saw it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to bring the heat even more.
Why do you think that is? Is the pressure so much on now because there's three really big shows at the same time? Is that what's going on?
I think that's what it is. There's a zillion comics now. Everybody's got a Netflix special. You know, my aunt has a special. There's HBO specials. There's comedy on TV. There's Crashing. There's I'm Dying Up Here. It's so much. So you really got to be a gay guy in a wheelchair who's trans and half, you know, autistic. And that's I'm a middle of the road skinny whitey.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm a cisgendered douche. So I got no, I got no pop.
Yeah.
Well, so. I know exactly how you feel because it used to be pretty unique to have a radio show, and now the whole world is podcasting,
Yes, exactly. You're old news.
Yeah, I know.
The airwaves, get out of here. Now it's all iTunes, baby. Times are changing. We're old. I'm 35, and I feel like I'm Rodney.
At 35?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You still got a 2 or 3 good years in you.
All right, maybe. Maybe. But, I got a little hair, and I can still get an erection.
Oh, well, congratulations, Mark.
Hard at the moment, actually.
Wait till you hit 40.
Oh, yeah? Well, we have pills. I always wonder, do you think Viagra is going to ruin the world?
Do you think it will? Why?
Well, because God, or whoever you believe in, Allah or Vishnu or whatever, he... You know, that's science. Like, you get older, you stop procreating.
Right.
But now you can keep procreating because you got the pills.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's but what do women say then? You know, it's like, you know, it kind of dies down, and sometimes maybe women might be relieved, but now it's like, get off my leg.
Yeah, you don't want to get me too'd.
But there is Viagra or a form of Viagra for women too now. You know this, right?
There is?
Yeah, there is. I don't know what they call it,
it's
called
lube.
God,
I assume. Wait a minute. What does it do? Is it moisturize?
It
gives you the
you
urge
more in the
what?
Mood. Yeah.
Did you learn this on The View when you watched
it
every
day?
Is that right?
The View. Yeah.
Who was the guest? Bill Cosby. Jeez, Louise.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that
Bill Cosby and your aunt was on talking about her special.
Oh yeah.
She's fantastic.
But now we know what her special is.
It's called Spanish Fly.
Wow. The transition between New York and Los Angeles for you, easy or difficult?
The actual flight?
No, not the flight.
Oh.
Just existing.
Moving out
when
there?
When you're from one place and you have to work in the other, it's challenging.
Oh, it's a definite trend. I identify as a New Yorker, but I've been to Los Angeles a lot, and I feel like the crowds are easier. But they're a little more sensitive. You know, it's L.A., it's sunshine and rainbows and marijuana. New York's the subway and a guy masturbating and a guy urinating right in your, you know, Chipotle. So L.A. is definitely different, but it's fun to visit. I just don't know if I could live there. It's so isolating. You know, you're in your car, then you're in your apartment, then you're back in your car, then you're at work.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make like a lunch date if you want to see a friend.
Right.
And then they blow you off. It's brutal.
Because they might have something. They might have an audition. There's
exactly,
a lot of that. Can't do something because I might have something.
Right. I might have a part I'll never get.
Right.
So I gotta practice. And you
that's really sad when I think about it.
Yeah. No one works. No one has a job in L.A. Maybe they'll work at a coffee shop, but otherwise just auditioning.
Yeah. Are you getting recognized now, Mark, from all the TV work? Are people starting to see you and say, I know that guy?
A little. To Catch a Predator really did wonders for me. No. Yeah, I got hit up in the airport. I went to Starbucks last night. I got a picture taken. So they, yeah, it's happening. But I don't know if I want to be famous.
You don't want to be famous? Why?
No. I mean, I have famous friends, and I see what they go through, and I'm like, ah,
really?
That's no good.
Drop a name. Who's like the most famous? Like, even you go, I can't believe this guy or this girl's my friend. Who would that be?
Well, like Amy Schumer, I used to open for.
Yeah,
and I watched her just go from like normal club comic to Madison Square Garden movie yep. star, you know, huge, hosting this, hosting that, and that now I see her, and you can't walk down the street without her, or without her getting jumped
yeah.
and harassed.
Everybody knows her now.
You know the Impractical Jokers?
Sure.
I love those guys.
Best guys on the planet. I know those guys. Sal Volcano is a good buddy, and he'll be on the sidewalk. An 8-year-old will come up and go, I love you. An 80-year-old will come up and go, I love you. And like a 50-year-old will come up and go, I love you. He hits all the demos.
Yeah.
That's a really funny show. We had a three out of four or two out of four of them up in the studio
we
a while back.
We had Murr on.
Who
oh.
looks just like my doctor, which is kind of frightening to me.
Oh, weird.
Like almost exactly.
So you saw him and you just bent over.
Yeah.
Out of habit.
Out of politeness.
Yeah.
Wendy's very polite with the guests.
Right. Well,
the night I met you, you were going to a party at Amy Schumer's house.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
She's having a big shindig. She's got this crazy penthouse on the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
It used to be an old schoolhouse. It looks over the whole city. It's bananas.
But aren't you? You must be genuinely happy for her because you
totally.
Know she's so funny and she's such a nice person. And to see her succeed, how could you not be thrilled for her?
No,
right?
Completely happy. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to live like that.
With too much fame and money.
Yeah, too much fame. You can't do it. I like being under the radar. I like having a walk of shame and just walking home and nobody knows it.
Right.
You know? The anonymity is underrated.
Don't you also think it's harder to judge what good material is
yes.
once you've reached that level? You know what I mean, right?
Louis C.K. used to say that in between sessions.
Careful.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I opened for him for a while as well, and he would always say, I can't get a read on this. I
yeah.
can't tell it. It's so frustrating.
When you say you opened for Louis C.K., how specific do you want to get with that?
He wouldn't let me leave the hotel. No.
No,
I opened for his Netflix special and,
oh,
and,
cool.
and a lot of road dates. He's, you know. He's a great guy.
What would be, if you did reach that pinnacle of fame and fortune, though, what would be the one crazy thing you'd spend money on? What would you buy?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I wouldn't do a Seinfeld car thing.
No?
That feels like a waste. I would probably,
really?
I'd do the big apartment in New York.
Yeah.
Really buy some land.
Yeah.
Buy some, you know, cool yeah. pads. I could have one all over the city.
Wouldn't
That'd
be that
cool.
be nice?
Like, I've heard of, I'm not going to name any names, but there's one comic we all know and love who has a giant apartment with his family, and then he has his own bachelory drunk drug house.
Really?
Yes, I'll tell you off air.
Oh, can you give one initial?
Don't do that.
Oh,
you don't want a lawsuit.
It won't help?
It won't help.
Is it Byron Allen?
No, oh, okay. No. I said comic. But he's a millionaire, too. Don't get
he is. Didn't he just buy the Weather Channel?
Is that right?
Am I imagining things?
He's crazy rich. Like, insanely
crazy.
Rich.
And not a drop of talent. Not a drop. He just has people on his show. They do their jokes.
Yeah.
They have all. It's all written for. He just goes, what do you got, Johnny?
Right.
And they do their joke, and he gets a check.
But doesn't that almost qualify him as a genius?
Of course.
Yes.
To come up with that?
He's a businessman, but he's not. You know,
funny.
There you go.
Right.
That's the word. Yes.
What's that comic show where people go? I can't read
Comics it's, Unleashed.
Well, he's got that, but now there's
John
another
Kelly
show.
Hosts this one.
It's like a game show almost. I don't know what it's called. It's on like at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
that's how all of his shows are on really late at night.
Exactly. But they're on.
Yeah. They're on, baby.
Yeah.
And he's killing it.
He's cleaning up.
He's a genius, but yeah.
Yep.
He's a marketer. He's all marketing.
Mark Norman's performing at Zanies tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Zanies.com has all your ticket information. We'll come back and talk more. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Your mic on to clear your throat?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I want people to know it's real. Everything's real. Mark Norman is here. He's performing at Zanies tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Mark, I heard you have a dog.
I do not, Byron Allen.
What have what?
Mark just complimented you and me and said, I love the way the flow of the show goes. You guys just talk. It's real. He goes, I hate these shows you go on and people go, so I heard you have a dog.
Oh.
They set you up with jokes, you know.
Right.
Brutal.
There's no time for that.
I'm not going to name names, but there's a show in deep Midwest where they have to go in. You go in with a setup, 12 setups. You hand them on a sheet of paper. And they just go one by one throughout the show.
A couple of years ago, before Wendy rejoined the show, we had a comic in who gave me a sheet like that, 2 pages of setups.
Yeah.
And when I would read, they said, you got to stick to the setups.
Wow.
That's all I do. When I'd read the setup, they didn't have answers or punchlines to any of the setups.
Weird.
Just ideas they were throwing out.
Did you improv on the setup, or did you read it word for word?
I kept pointing at the sheet going, this is what you told me to ask you. You're afraid of puppets. How did that start? I'm not afraid.
That'd be so funny to give you that sheet, and then it was just like swastikas. Just to see how you handled it.
Right.
Set me up for that one, baby.
That would suck for us, too. That's not really an interview. It's you know, you're doing a presentation at school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
When's the last time you were through Chicago?
Geez, I've been here so many times.
A while ago.
But I guess
hasn't?
The Winter Wonderland. So I guess about a year.
A little over a year ago.
Winter Wonderland.
I guess
that was
so.
Tree time.
Tree
I'm not. I'm not kidding when I tell you people still come up. Now that was a year ago, and they go, "What was the comic you had on this guy?" And then I say you, and they go, "Yeah, where is he still working? Yeah, he's still working. He's on TV right now.
Did he kill himself yet? Is
no,
he still
he's
around?
Not going to do that.
Well, thanks. I had fun. It was just 800 miles away.
It was
a little far.
Pretty far.
Yeah,
but
worth it because you got some tinsel. We paid you in tinsel.
I got tinsel. I sat on Santa's lap, and I got pizza. There was
what
free
more
pizza.
Could you ask for?
Did you celebrate as a kid? Was it Hanukkah or Christmas or both?
I'm actually not even Jewish.
You're not?
I just went with it because it was it's all for humor, folks. That's why when people go like, how could you say those jokes? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even Jewish. I just made it up. It's all for humor. I'll say anything to get a laugh, you know? I grew up in New Orleans.
Oh, you did?
So I'm a atheist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is everyone in New Orleans an atheist?
My parents are.
Oh, they are?
Big, fat atheists.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about religion. It wasn't even a thing. Like, we didn't, Sunday morning, you slept in. It was great.
Can I ask you this about New Orleans? Because it's one of the strangest cities I've ever visited.
Yeah.
When you live there, do you just grow up accepting that that's the way life is? You must, right?
You just think it's normal.
Yeah.
When I moved away, I moved to New York. That was a brutal transition, by the way. But, you just grow up and you're like, everybody parties like crazy. There's a French Quarter, Bourbon Street. There's whores and strip clubs and drugs. And this is a city. And I just grew up as a wild, feral lunatic. And then you move somewhere else, and I'd have a beer on the sidewalk. I'd be like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, sorry. I forgot there's rules here. Because New Orleans, I always equate it to like a dad who sells drugs but doesn't drive you to school. You know? It has all the fun parts, but it there's no infrastructure.
Right. Right. Yeah. The eeriest thing about New Orleans to me is at the cemeteries, people are not buried underground. They're buried above ground. That takes some getting used to.
Mausoleums. Because this flooding, the coffins would just rise up.
And it's happened before.
Many times. Yeah big Katrina.
Did you have a traditional Thanksgiving this past week?
I did. I went home and we did all the works, but they put a New Orleans twist on all the food. You know, it's like
what?
Like oyster stuffing or like turkey gumbo or crawfish cornbread.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The food in New Orleans is
I have
unreal.
Never been there.
Wendy, you have
what?
To go.
I know. I've never been there.
Go before you turn 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to
get there now.
You gotta go. It's amazing. It's a fun time. The jazz is coming out in the streets, and the food is insane, and the architecture, and the you're gonna get laid. It's gonna be great.
Now are you gonna go now?
I booked my ticket
you just
already.
When are you going?
There you go.
And you know what's interesting is the aroma, especially in the French Quarter, is strange because it's fantastic and abysmal at the exact same time.
Yeah, there's vomit and seafood, which I guess aren't that different. But, it's great. It's a great time. Get some boiled crawfish and have an oyster and a po' boy.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
It's the most unique American city.
It is, right?
It's like Vegas with culture. You know what I mean? It's fun. You can drink outside. It's very corrupt. Like, you get into a cab there, and the cabbie has a beer between his legs. Like, and it's not even a thing.
Right. In any other city, you'd do time for that.
Yeah.
But in New Orleans, they give you beads.
Exactly.
For some weird reason.
It's all about beads down there.
Beads are more, really, currency-wise, money's fine in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But if you've got a lot of beads, you're a very
Aren't
wealthy
they just
person.
Plastic beads?
Yes.
Something about them. You get down there and you want one. Women will show their bosom for a bead. That's like tradition.
For diamonds, maybe, but not for a plastic bead.
Just beads.
Beads, baby.
It's crazy.
You'll get down there, and you'll be mesmerized, and you'll be showing those cans all day just for a couple of pearls.
It's just like home.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's just like home for Wendy. Absolutely. All right, we've established that you don't want to be rich and famous.
Yeah, I'll take rich.
You'll take rich.
Yeah, sure.
Just not recognized.
Yeah.
But what, like, do you have a goal right now? Like, what if I said to you, you can have anything you want, what would you be going for?
You know, like a Bill Burr kind of level.
Oh.
I just want to be known as a good comic, respected, funny. You know, maybe a couple bit parts here and there,
yeah.
But I don't need to be like. I feel like my mom doesn't know who Bill Burr is.
Oh,
you know, he's not like a household.
Yeah,
he's not like Madonna.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I would like. That'd be nice.
So some obscurity, but with a respect level.
There you go.
Right?
Yes, like you guys.
Yeah, like us. Please give Mark some beads for that one.
I don't carry them on me.
I'll show you my nips.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, they're
that's
not
excellent.
Great, but they are real.
And what do you do for Christmas? Are you going to do a traditional Christmas for that, too?
I got a tiny apartment in New York, so it's a shoebox, so I get one of those mini trees, and I just throw that in the apartment. It's nice.
That's the extent of your decorating.
Yeah, because a big one wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this about New York? One of my daughters lives there. You met my daughter's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So one of my daughters is going to school in New York, and her apartment that she shares with classmates at school has mice in it, right? So they told the landlord that, and the landlord goes, well, you should get an exterminator. And they said, well, you'll pay for that, right? And he goes, no.
Yeah.
But they said in New York, that's standard. Like, stuff in any other city that the landlord is supposed to pay for in New York, what are you going to do? Sue me? Go ahead.
It happens all the time. That's those landlords are they're sharks. They're weasels. You got to tell her to call 311.
What happens there?
The city will handle it, and they will charge the landlord.
But she said if you think about that, they automatically raise your rate the next day.
That's true.
They said then your rent doubles the next day.
Yeah.
Who would ever go to New York after hearing
Isn't
this?
Isn't that horrible?
It's horrible. They're bad people. They really are. I had bed bugs, and I told my landlord, and she was like, okay, get an exterminator. I got one. She wouldn't cover it, and I moved out.
See, that can't be. Why isn't there some governing force in New York like there is in other cities? They just don't do that?
Well, there's so many apartments that they can't keep up.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
How did you ever get into bed again after having bed bugs?
I got to tell you, I was like a nom vet. I was waking up at 4 a.m. scratching, like, there was like the slow ceiling fan above me. I was freaking out, scratching myself and sweating. God, it was bad. I've been robbed, I've been bugged, I've been me-tooed, I've been all these things, and I'll take all of it over bed bugs.
I can't imagine that.
How do you eventually get rid of them?
I moved. I got an exterminator. I bought a new bed. I washed everything I owned. I put all these poisons in my room. I did one of those bombs, you know, and nothing. They wouldn't die.
Isn't it crazy, though, that you're in hotels all the time and you didn't get bed bugs, but they're in your own apartment in New York. There they were waiting
for
you.
So true.
What's with that?
And bed bugs are choosy because I lived with three guys and I was the only one who got them. Isn't that weird?
How can that be?
They picked me. They sent something I'd good blood. I don't know.
Are you cleaner than them? Are you dirtier than them?
Well, one guy was pretty gross.
Yeah. So he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Maybe it was that zesty Cajun aroma that you give off.
Oh, yeah. I'm spicy.
Maybe that's
that
part
was
of it.
It's
like a Creole blood.
They go, Mufalata. Where's that guy? I got to get to that guy.
Yeah, you might have something there.
So do they physically bite you or do they irritate? They do?
Oh,
you
yeah.
They feel it?
They literally take your blood. They suck your blood.
No.
It's funny because they're clear. And after they bite you, they're pink because they're filled with your blood. They're a clear bug.
Kind of like a tick, sort of.
Like a tick, but they're a little bigger, and they find these crevices in your apartment. Like, they go in the wood and stuff, and they go on the ceiling and the molding, so they're hard to find.
Oh, my God.
And they're they're not microscopic. You can kind of see them, right?
I'm trying to think about it. They're about the size of, like, a pencil eraser. Just the top of the eraser, you know, that
okay.
Perimeter there.
Now you're
so you can
my
see
language.
Him.
Oh, yeah, you can see him, yeah.
Because we had a pencil eraser problem in my place a couple of years ago. We couldn't shake them.
Yeah, those number twos.
We had all the worst.
They'll get you.
The absolute worst. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
That was years ago. Listen, when I moved to New York, I got mugged three times in a year, then got bed bugs, and then my landlord died of AIDS. So it was like a crazy first year.
Wow.
That city was trying to spit me out. Your daughter has mice. She should take it, yeah.
If just, given the option, go with the mice.
Tell her to get the sticky traps. That's the way to go.
They had them for a while.
That's too mean.
Well, you know, it's a dog
gross.
Eat dog.
Yeah. He's a trap.
Yeah.
Well, the sticky traps suck because they scream, and you got to throw them out while it's screaming in your face. So that's tough.
How pleasant.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's excellent.
BB gun, what about that?
Yeah, is that all right, a BB gun?
That's not bad, but you're going to hit something.
Yeah,
true.
That's true.
Ping, ping, ping.
Right, nobody wants that.
Red Ryder.
It's so good to see you again.
Oh, good to be back. I love Chicago.
Live here. Get a place. Maybe we don't have mice or bed bugs
in
Chicago.
We do. We were supposed to be like the top of the bed bug heap.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How's the apartment rents here? Are they crazy?
Pretty high, but probably less than New York.
Way less than New York.
All right.
Way less than New York.
Maybe like, what are you, Wicker? What's it? Is it Wicker,
Wicker Park?
Is that the hot spot? Where's a
young... Are you a hipster?
No.
Are you not?
Nah.
No. You get a discount if you are.
Yeah, I'm not offended by words. And I don't need kale to survive. But
those are good things. Good.
What's a young chap? Where should I live if I did live here? What's a good neighborhood?
I would tell you Wrigleyville Solid.
Oh, Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I like
and
the
then
field.
If you make the team, you're just a few blocks from work.
There you go. All right. I don't feel like that'll happen.
We'll find you an apartment. You're here through Sunday?
Yeah.
We'll get you a place before Sunday.
All right.
It'll be easy. Now you have something to do this weekend.
Yes, I'm at the Hotel Lincoln.
Go see Mark Norman. He's at the Hotel Lincoln. Or watch him perform at Zany's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Zany's.com has all your ticket information. Thanks for being here, Mark.
Thank
Great to
you.
See you.
God bless and go Cubs.
Yep. We'll take
and
a little break.
Our White Sox. Our White Sox.
Ah, sorry, White Sox.
That's all right.
You're fine.
Blackhawks.
Yeah, they could use some help right about now. Bears are doing well, though.
Hey, Bears. We've not better them. Than the Saints.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. It's all happening in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, 720 WGN.